Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we just conducted a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion, and be brief? Are you, as anyone in your household, works as a reporter or an appointed or elected official or active at any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Not very likely? Not likely at all? Or you're not registered?
Oh, I'll vote.
Very definitely going to vote or very likely?
Oh, how should I... definitely.
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 Okay, that's excellent. Hey, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45?
We 46? Don't tell that because you guys just, sometimes you guys are phonies and you start calling with bullshit calls all the time. So I don't.
This is just a study.
I don't, can't trust anybody on the phone anymore.
Understood.
I'm old. Just
and that's old. That's fair. So should I put that, that you are over 65 years old? So we can move forward? Will that be okay?
I don't give out my age anymore because I get screwed with telephone calls all the time.
No problem. But generally speaking, so would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction or have they gone off on the wrong track? What's your opinion, generally speaking? Right direction or wrong track?
It's crazy. It's insanity what's going on around here.
So should I write down as a wrong track so we can move forward?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And it's your opinion that matters, okay? And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Say, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. Can you please indicate, sir, how would you vote on it? This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage. And the ballot reads, should the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of a non-motorized trail within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would say get it out of the general budget, so I vote no.
No? Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting no against this proposal? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely, okay. It seems ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand. You will not be asked again about this proposal in a simple way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I thought I already told you I'd be voting no.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, you say definitely no.
Are you like hired by the trout trail people and that Calcutt girl? Is she on this? Is Elizabeth's call? Is that why Elizabeth is calling me to try to get me to vote for it?
No, sir. I just required to read verbatim, and that was a good joke.
Who's paying for this?
And that's an excellent question. We don't know who the client is, so we can remain neutral, sir. It's just a study being conducted in your community. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Get it from the land conservancy people. They got tons of money. They got money coming out their asshole because there's so many rich people in the neighborhood.
Understood. Understood, sir. So should I record your answer? Definitely no, right? On this proposal? Definitely no. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, as I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.2 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your own opinion, even if neither is exactly right? The first statement, it says, I prefer this proposal and raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Second one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which costs the average homeowner about $105 per year. Now, the next one, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last one, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Now, which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly?
The last one. Tell him to go talk to Casey Cowell. He's got money coming out of his asshole. And he just lives upriver. Casey Cowell, tell him to spend a few of his billions. He's probably the angel donor that got the Boy Scout camp thing, and he doesn't want anybody to know about it.
Understood.
It's right in his neighborhood, and he likes stuff like that. Dana, she's a sweetheart. She's a very sweetheart. She's a Deering from Empire, I'll have you know.
Very educational, you know. But, sir, the fourth one. Right.
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials and Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read a few. You can pick one just for the sake of a research, okay? Now, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Now, making housing more affordable, protecting water quality and water supply, improving local roads and infrastructure, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, or improving public education and local schools. So if you have to pick one, what would be the one issue that your local officials should focus on most to help you and your family?
Well, you know, they need to stop getting the drinking water out of the bay and get it all from groundwater and get Nestle out of the world, out of this country, out of this state, because the shit that's in the water that they're not testing for is absolutely ridiculous. No wonder there's so many autistic kids in the world.
So your concern is the water, right? Yeah, protecting the water quality and water supply. Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah, you can say that's probably right up the top.
Thank you.
Of a few others, like get your fucking shit together and map out the new roads that you need, because nobody's going to stop Traverse City from swallowing up Kingsley and Fife Lake in the next 20 years. So get over it and get moving, silly fucks.
I understand.
Sit there on your ass, you know, and get Henschel off the county commission.
And we're going to talk about that,
Ron,
you know.
Klaus to go shove it up his fat ass.
We're going to talk about
what
that.
What else do you want to know?
Now, you will not be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Sir, can you please indicate if you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion on each? If you have no opinion or never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. How about Grand Traverse County government? Do you have a very favorable opinion on it? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And how about your city or township government? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. What opinion do you have? Very, somewhat, favorable?
Didn't we already go over that? I actually have a very favorable opinion of them.
Very favorable.
But they've got some work to do.
Okay.
Anyway.
Do you think,
So you sure TART's not sponsoring this? Because why not, you know, like the Regional Land Conservancy? Why have they not been mentioned yet?
No, but see, sir, like I told you, they don't tell us who the client is, so we can remain neutral and be unbiased and not use your opinion.
Gossip in the office.
But do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right? What's your opinion?
Too fast.
Okay. And, sir, if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain an existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Now, knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Do you definitely trust them? Probably trust?
I would trust them. But I wouldn't give them the money.
So you probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust. How should I record?
I trust them to spend the money wisely, but I don't want them to have the money.
Not from your pocket.
Additional millage.
Okay. So how should I record your answer? Definitely trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners? Probably trust?
Probably.
Thank you. Sir, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money? If they want to spend the money to increase non-motorized transportation options, will you strongly approve that? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
That is strongly approved.
Strongly approve, and if they want to spend the money to protect open space from residential and commercial development, strongly, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Oh, man, there's so much other money out there that can do stuff like that the county doesn't need. The county fucked up to begin with, so, you know, I wouldn't.
Strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove, yeah.
Okay.
Moderately disapprove. Moderately.
Okay, somewhat disapprove. Should I record that as your answer? Okay. Now, how about if they want to spend the money to plan and construct new trails? Will you approve strongly, somewhat, disapprove strongly, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve, okay. How about if they want to spend the money to maintain existing trails? Same question, same options.
Oh, strongly.
Strongly approve, okay. How about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces? Strongly, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. To promote health and wellness. Same questions, same options. Approve or disapprove, strongly, somewhat?
I don't understand the question. Improve health and wellness?
Yeah, if they want to spend the money that is going to be raised for this proposal, if they want to spend the money to promote health and wellness, let's say they bring out commercials saying
they strongly disapprove.
How about if they want to spend the money to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling? Will you approve or disapprove if they want to spend the money that way?
That's the same as non-motorized, so it's somewhat.
Somewhat approve? Okay. And to promote local economic development, if they want to spend the money that way, will you strongly approve that way? Somewhat approve?
That's a ridiculous question. I would say somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay. To promote recreational opportunities. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, strongly disapprove, or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Disapprove or approve?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. And now it's forced to choose at this very moment. Which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained? If you have to be forced to choose today, which one would you choose, the second one? The first one? Okay. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Sir, can you please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal? If each will make no difference to you in any way, you can indicate that as well. There will be full public disclosure of all projects spending. Will that make you to support this proposal much more likely, Some are more likely, some are less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Same question, same option. Will that make you to support this proposal much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, somewhat. Much less, somewhat more or less?
More.
A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administrated for their intended purposes. Will that make you to support this proposal? No difference, okay. And there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Will that make you to support this proposal?
No
much?
Difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Sir, can you please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal? If each will make no difference to you, you can indicate that as well. And to this digital age, is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthy lifestyle. Is that a very convincing statement to support this proposal? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all?
Convincing.
Okay. And this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Same questions, same options. Very somewhat, not too, or not at all, or no difference?
Not too much.
Not too convincing? Okay. Now, this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Is that a very convincing statement? Somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
No difference.
And $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Very somewhat, not too, not at all, or
no
difference?
Opinion.
No difference? Or no opinion?
No difference.
No difference, okay. Now, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Same questions, same options. Very somewhat.
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing, okay. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Is that statement very convincing reason to support this proposal? Somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Somewhat.
Okay, so what convincing? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, now this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concern about motor vehicles nearby. Very somewhat convincing? Not too, not at all?
Include electric bikes?
That's a great question, sir, but I'm required to read verbatim, and it doesn't mention any of that. It just says motor.
Goddamn.
Mm-hmm. No difference to you? And when it comes to super? Or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat not convincing. Because
somewhat not.
Yeah.
That doesn't mention the electric bikes, right? Now, Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded, and this is because most of the improvements and upgrades to the trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. Now, this proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Is that statement very convincing reason to support this proposal? Somewhat?
Not convincing at all.
Not at all, okay? And trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. How convincing is that statement? Very, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Not at all. You know, okay. if they put cat houses above every bar, that would really stimulate the economy.
Now, sir, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space.
Are they going to do that?
That's a great question. And I'm not supposed to laugh, but that was funny. Now, yeah. Sir, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Is that statement very...
Not convincing at all, because once you access the natural areas, you destroy them.
And this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. How convincing is that statement when
Not
it comes to support?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, to finish this up, now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will not be asking again about the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And that would be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, just to finish, I will we'll be giving you some statement against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Sir, can you please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Now, there are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Is that very convincing statement? Somewhat? Not too? Not at all? Not too convincing or not at all convincing statement to vote no?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Is that statement very convincing reason to vote no on this proposal? Somewhat convincing, not so what? Okay. Now, with inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Is that statement very convincing reason to say no on this proposal? Somewhat convincing, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Not too convincing.
Okay. And this proposal will give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians. We cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting waste and their pet projects. Is that statement
not
a very
convincing at all? That's
not convincing at all? Okay. Now, there are already... Yeah, but this is a statement that will convince you to vote no on this proposal, okay? Now, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Is that statement very convincing? Very convincing. That's what you said at first. You hit it right on the nail. Now, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Is that very convincing statement? Somewhat?
Not convincing at all.
Not at all. Okay, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Is that statement very convincing? Not too, not at all?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience, believe me. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, the negative and the positive. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
For the 1400th time, no.
Definitely no, right?
No, don't you understand?
No, I understand, sir. Thank you. It's in the recording. Now, sir, you will be given a statement to complete on your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is. Can you finish the statement? What will be that one hesitation for you to vote on this proposal?
To vote which way?
If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is. It doesn't say which way. Either no or yes. What would be one hesitation?
The money should come out of the general budget if they want to do that.
Okay. They should increase taxes on your property. It should come out of the general budget.
The money should come out of the budget, the regular budget.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You shouldn't have to go, you know, it's like the Commission on Aging and all this bullshit, you know.
Understood.
It's like, it's,
understood.
It's, you know, take care of what you got and do with what you can, and if you need to raise taxes, raise taxes. But don't, you know,
right.
Nickel and dime them with special assessments.
Okay. Now, sir, to finish this up, and before we finish, you will not be asked about another proposal that may appear in your ballot this November. Now, this proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewable, and the ballot reads, should the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets,
yes,
roads, highways, and bridges, repair and improvement millage,
yes,
beginning the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvements of streets,
yes,
roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved,
yes,
and levy and full renewable millage would generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no?
I would vote yes.
Definitely yes.
Yeah,
oh,
and I
definitely
think everybody who comes into the county should pay $15 to get in.
To raise, yeah, to improve their roads. I'm going to ask you just a short demographic question before we finish.
Oh,
for confidence, so we can finish, so make sure we have a representative sample.
You're
regardless of how you feel. No, sir, regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, on the 2020?
Neither?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, to which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or some other political party?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you. And, sir, if you were to label yourself, would you label very liberal, moderate, or conservative on your political beliefs?
I am. I guess I'm moderate.
Moderate? Thank you, sir. Now, sir, what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college?
16.
I'm sorry? College graduate?
Yeah.
College graduate. Thank you, sir. Now, do you own or rent the home that you're currently living?
I own it.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. What is your main racial background? Asian American, African American?
Lily White.
American Caucasian. Thank you, sir. Sir, very, very kind of you. It's been very educational talking to
white
you, sir.
Is right, baby.
Thank you for your patience, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay.
Thank
don't
you,
lose
sir.
Your voice, Jack.
Goodbye, sir.